This call is being recorded.
Coming from the galactic central sun as an electric blue light shooting down from the central sun down through our solar sun throughout all of the planets in the solar system, all of the ships that are out here, then down to your physical body. Don't go back to your physical body. See it from above. See that energy entering through the top of your head, your physical head, moving down through the body, all the way down to the core of the earth, then back up from the core of the earth through your body, through the top of your head, and back to the galactic central sun. So your physical body, way down there, has two pillars of light moving through it, one from above, one from below, anchoring the light, anchoring the energy. Now, at the same time that that energy went down through your body, see it coming as a wave of energy from the galactic central sun as well, so that it comes down through all of your Merkabas into the Christ consciousness grid. Notice the Christ consciousness grid now as more complete, whereas before there may have been some areas that were not as fully developed or connected as they could have been, but now they are complete, connected. The energy web, golden energy web, or some might see it as silver or violet, that energy web connects all around the planet. And that energy web also connects to the crystalline grid, crystalline consciousness grid that is around the planet as well, at the lower levels of the planet. These two grids are now connected. This as a result of not only your expedition to recover the records, but also many other, not expeditions so much, but other parts of the journey that people are on that is helping to bring these grids back together again. To see these grids now, these energy grids coming together, connecting with all of the sacred sites on the planet, such as the pyramids in Egypt, the pyramids in Central America, in South America, pyramids in other areas of the world, all. Not only pyramids, but sacred sites that hold churches on them, or other sacred sites such as Sedona, Mount Shasta, many, many, many more. All these are connecting, coming together once again, just as in olden times, just as in Lemuria and Atlantis, before the fall. These are connecting again. And as they connect again, is bringing about the reactivation of the crystalline structures all over the planet, such as crystals literally rising through the earth and coming back up onto the surface of the planet. To see these crystals rising everywhere across the planet, large, small, many different colors, different faceted crystals. Notice the wave of energy now that came to to the Christ consciousness grid and then move down to the crystalline consciousness grid. Throughout all the sacred sites, connecting all around. See these energies connecting and then connecting with the crystals that are rising. Use your visualization capabilities to bring this about, to make this real. Your thinking and visualizing literally makes it so. Of course, with this connection of these energy grids comes a rise in consciousness across the planet, affecting not only humans, but plants and animals and minerals, all being connected once again as the oneness spreads. Now, as this consciousness spreads and is spreading, send the light to certain areas that you know of across the planet that need the light, such as those fires in California, such as the corruption in Washington, D.C., and in the Vatican, in Rome, and in areas of the Middle East. Many areas across the planet where there are still those pockets of darkness. See now the light illuminate the darkness everywhere. See the light literally helping to put out the fires in California. See the light moving into the Washington, D.C. area. Moving into the consciousness of those that are in control there, those leaders, the government, and in areas of Europe and China and Russia and so on and so on, all across the planet. See the light enveloping and illuminating all darkness. If it helps, you can literally see the light coming down through the clouds. This brilliant light piercing through the clouds, creating many different colors within the clouds, in the skies. Allow yourselves to begin to drift back. Drift back from wherever you find yourselves, back in your Merkaba, back towards your physical body. Either bring your Merkaba completely around your physical body as a protective shield, or just simply keep it parked just outside of your body, but still connected. Whatever works for you. Know that it is there whenever you need it, whenever you want it. Now let your consciousness come back into your physical form. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. Continue to work with you in these times as these energies continue to move into the planet. And you, those of you that have been working with these energies and now more and more acclimating to these energies. Because these energies, especially since this latest gateway, it's 11-11-11 gateway. The energies are now coming in more and more. And to those of you that have been acclimating, you are taking these energies and feeling most of the time wonderful, feeling a sense of highness or sense of calm within you, and even at times a sense of bliss, feeling like this is indeed heaven here on earth. Then there are those that are not acclimating to these energies, that are still feeling them, and they are taking them in their bodies, and they are wreaking havoc with their central nervous system, causing many different discomfortures in their bodies, many different symptoms that they have not had before, illnesses, sicknesses. All of these things are happening within them because they have not prepared yet, and they do not even know about preparing. But yet, these energies, they are able to withstand them. They are able to work with them, even not knowing that there are energies coming in. This is where those of you, the light workers and warriors, light bearers and sharers, you are the ones that are there to help in these circumstances, in these situations, to help as these fires continue to rage across the different parts of the planet. And we say now, I say now, different parts of the planet, because this is a beginning. What is happening in California will happen in other areas as well. Until those of the dark forces realize once and for all that they have met their end. Because they are like cornered animals now, where they are shying away from the light. They are attempting to remain in the darkness because this is all they know at this time. And they seek to do those things which they have always done, to attempt to remain in the shadows. But they are realizing now more and more that they cannot do that, that their time is coming. But yet they hold on, they remain stubborn, even to the last. But yet then there are many who have turned to the light. Many, when given the opportunity, have returned, I should say here, to the light. And they are realizing now that they are a part of the light, that they are a part of the oneness. More and more, they are coming awakened, just as you have awakened. There are those that still remain stubborn and will continue to do so as it appears now. And no matter of influencing is going to turn them away from their path of darkness. But as their time is coming to an end, they will be removed from the situation once and for all. Those times are not far off, where great announcements are ahead. I speak now of those announcements that have been spoken of previously. They are coming. Yet all this remains in the background. Much of it has not yet been revealed. But it only takes one more major revealing to begin to bring this about. These many changes that have been spoken of, these dominoes that have been spoken of falling, It only takes one to begin to topple all the others. So be patient a little while longer, my friends, for the time is nigh. It is coming upon you quite rapidly now. You will more and more begin to see the revealings of truth coming forward, because that is the only thing that can happen. Everything else now remains in the past. It is the time now for your future, your present and your future, because your present, as you live every day in the moment, you are creating the present every moment ahead of you, which then creates the future of the new golden age of Gaia. I leave you now as Sananda, but always know that we are always close by you, whether it is on our ships, or whether it is here, right in your midst, and you do not even yet know that we are here. But we are. It is for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, as the awakening continues, that will become more and more aware of us. All my peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. When who serves here, you can now do your muting of your phones. Everybody can come online here. Hear all your wonderful voices. See your wonderful faces. And yes,
hello.
We can.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, one and serves collective. Hey, how are you all?
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Love you.
Hello.
Okay, here I go.
Hello.
Oh, it's so sweet.
We have to ask you a question now. We ask you a question, and we want answers from you. Do you feel the energies, as Sananda said here? Have you been feeling
yes.
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 Absolutely.
Yes.
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 Yes. Are they bringing wonderful things to you in terms of good feelings, calmness, sense of heightened awareness, heightened consciousness?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Blissfulness.
Yes. Very good. Because that is what you have been acclimating toward, to be able to hold these energies and have them not interfere with your central nervous system, as they are doing with many now across the planet, as Sananda has said. Many are being affected by these energies. They are foreign to their physical bodies as they have their physical bodies now. But your physical bodies, people, are changing. They are rapidly changing. Your DNA is reconnecting all the time here as you are continuing to move forward. So this is why, even though you may have certain symptoms yet, what you call the ascension symptoms, and they may still be there, they are lessening. You are going to notice and find that they are lessening and lessening. And we tell you this, that at the next advance, just as has been said and has been given to the James, there is going to be healing at that advance. You are going to experience it fully if you are ready for it and if you are in a believing state. And if you are in the state that Yeshua will speak of to you at that time. So this is just a precursor, you might say, a teaser, that you might take with you to be available at that advance, because it is going to be something else. That is all we can tell you now. We are being told here, I am being told to keep my mouth shut somewhat here, so we cannot tell any more here. Okay? Mm-hmm. Are there questions here for one who serves?
I have some from...
Hi.
Yes, first from the what you could call your internet, your email. Yes.
Okay, so I have four of these, or three of these.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is from Irene B., and it's about the wildfires in California. She says, she asked multiple questions within a paragraph. She says, there are several and serious wildfires in California with little or no rain to help with the destruction. Volunteers are invoking the rain, but fires are still out of control. What can we do to help ease the ascension of the planet Earth? Is the cause of the fires related to the rise in vibration? What can we do to balance the energy and calm the wildfires? What really was happening in California behind the scenes that was most affected by the fires?
Oh my goodness, so many questions in one.
Yeah.
But we will say here, and this is not only for these particular fires in California, although that is specifically what is directed here, that there are changes that are going on across the planet. There is purging, there is consciousness. Consciousness is what is directing all of this, the storms, the fires, and everything. Now, understand that the consciousness that is working toward these fires is not necessarily a higher consciousness. It is, in many respects, a lower or dark consciousness that is directing these fires. And we use the term directing specifically here, because that is what is happening. It may have started, but we are not going to say this directly, but it may have started with a simple spark that caused the beginning of the fire, but it has been directed since. So it is man-directed here, or cabal-directed, if you will. And this is what is largely fanning the fire and directing the fire specifically in certain areas. Because what does that do? It brings up the fear. Or what do they think it does? It brings up the fear that, is it going to be my town next? Is it going to be my home next? And the fear rises and rises. But we will say this, that the exact opposite is happening here. The fear is not rising so much, yes, in certain areas, but what is happening is consciousness is increasing, because whenever there are calamities and catastrophes such as this, it brings consciousness together, brings people together, where they will begin to work together and help and assist their fellow brother and sister. And this is what is occurring, and it is not what the cabal wanted here. But yet they continue to do their old ways, what has always worked for them, but they're finding more and more that these ways do not work anymore, because it is having exactly the opposite effect in many respects here. So this will pass, this will move on, and they will attempt something new and something what they think is different, but it is not. It is the same old, same old, and people are becoming wise to it. They are beginning to understand what is occurring. The idea of conspiracy theory and all of these things is becoming less and less. People are realizing that the media that covers these events is lying in many respects. They are not telling the truth. They are fabricating the truth even more and more so that they can fan the flames of fear, you see? And that is what they are doing. That is what the cabal is doing, fanning the flames of fear as much as they can, okay?
Okay, so the next question is there a relationship, or is there a relation between the star on which we are born, that is the constellation on the horizon at the time of our birth, with our true origin? That's from Sheepod.
Very much so. The stars determine your alignment, or they determine much within your life. Much of this has been lost in the holding back of the truth in your education system and all of this. But this is very much accurate, that your stars determine how your life is going to go. And also, the particular birth star that you have, or the one that you are born under, determines much of how your life goes, but it also has something to do with your origination, you might say. But then you have to look at what your origination is. When you look at that, there are many different systems that you are from, not only one system. This is very difficult for the three-dimensional understanding to have here, because there is the multidimensional aspects of yourself. And the multidimensional aspects of yourself, as we say, are from many different systems, many different planets, many different galaxies, etc. So all of this, though, determines, as you are born into your particular life, all of this determines who you are going to be and what you are going to work on accomplishing in your life as a result of this. Okay?
Okay. Just a couple more from a gentleman by the name of Anthony. He's talking about the Sintamani stones, and basically what he's asking is, he said he has one. He wears it around his neck, and it has been said by Cobra that these stones will come alive at the time of the event. So what will be the effect for me if I'm wearing my Sintamani stone when the event happens?
Very little, because you are not meant to wear the Sintamani stone. You are meant to ask for guidance and then place the Sintamani stone in certain area, so that it can take the reverberations or the vibrations from the higher energies that are coming into the planet and reflect these energies back to the grid that has been spoken of many times, the consciousness grid, the Christ consciousness grid, all of this. And these Sintamani stones are meant to be placed or buried in many cases in certain areas. And this is what we would suggest. Do not wear it, but place it where it is needed. And that must come from the guidance within as to where to place it. And as you ask for this guidance, it may not come directly, but it may come in a different indirect way, in terms of someone speaking to you about that stone and where they think you should put it, or something of this nature. And eventually, you will be guided as to where to place it. Okay?
Okay. And then the next part of his question is, he says, earlier this year, I had the pleasure of having a conversation with a gentleman called Fisher, who some of the group might know from the currency community. Fisher was extremely knowledgeable about everything, and it was shared that he'd been to space and had a majestic level security clearance. Fisher has unfortunately left his body. Could you share with us what you are allowed to about Fisher and his life on Earth, and thank him for his service on this side?
First of all, no thanking is needed, because he is in a wonderful place and has done what he set out to do. So that he is on the other side, as you would say now, and doing what he needs to do from that point of view. And much is still being accomplished in that respect. And what was accomplished when he was there here in the body as a whistleblower, as one that came forward and shared about not only his personal life experiences, but about what he knew from connections that he had, what would be coming. Much was related in this respect, and many were able to come into more and more awakenedness, you might say, as a result of what he brought forward. But not only him, but all of the various whistleblowers, all of the ones that are coming forward with the truth as they know it and bringing this forward to help to awaken the sleeping masses everywhere. Okay?
Okay, thank you. That's it from the email audience now.
Are there other questions now?
Yes, I have a question. This is Vera. One who serves mentioned earlier in Sananda that we have changes in our bodies. So I had that experience in last Thursday. I was laying down on a bed in meditative state and lucid dream state, and I suddenly felt pain in my chest. And suddenly, that pain turned to something. I felt something shift inside of my body, right where my heart is, and probably between my heart chakra and the central chakra area, somewhere in between here. Something shifted. So, any insights on that? And clarifications, please.
What we can tell you is you are speaking of your third chakra and your fourth chakra and how it moved from your third or gut area to your fourth chakra and the heart center. And this is an indication of these changes as we speak of that are raising the energies, you might say, raising the energies within you so that these maladies or these discomfortures that come up from here and there do not last. They are able to move through them and more quickly than you would have been able to before, or more quickly than others that are not having acclimated to these energies are feeling these things, such as your ideas of the flu and these types of things, where they will come into one and last for long periods of time, seemingly here. But those of you that are acclimating to these energies might receive the same flu virus and it lasts a day or it doesn't even affect you. This is what is happening here. These are some of the differences that we speak of as your DNA is being altered or reconnected, rather, not altered, but reconnected here more and more. And it is happening first at the higher levels within you. That you must understand. It is happening at the higher levels within you. And then it comes down into manifestation into your physical body as well. But your physical body is changing as a result of this as well, and able to take more and more light into it and hold that light more and more. And as the physical body is able to hold this light longer and longer, it begins to change the cellular structure within your body as well. For that light that comes in is able to be held much more in a crystalline structure than it is in an organic structure, you see, or carbon-based structure. Okay? Anything
Beautiful.
To add, Shoshana?
Shoshana has something to add.
Yes.
At this point. Yes. My dear sister, what we find is that this occurrence, this shift, as you call it, that occurred within your body structure was a result of an experience that you had with another human being or an interaction with another, could be a loved one, that created this option for you to shift from one region to another, the heart region, so that you would feel and express more compassion for this one. That is what we find.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Very much resonates with me, and this is exactly what I thought it would. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, dear sister.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes. Hi, one who serves. This is Gary. Question I have is I'm really getting the downloads of joy and bliss and peace and wonder, and I'm traveling. I've completely left the old societal ways, and I'm in a tiny house trailer in the desert, moving around pretty much like a gypsy, and left normal societal conventions. And even in my joy, I've had a wonderful, loving person from this Ancient Awakenings family help me through this. I'm still being attacked, and I have left the fear. I'm in joy. I'm in joy right now. I'm enjoying myself. I'm meeting lovely, beautiful people, making new friends and a new life. And as a matter of fact, my relationship with my 17-year-old son, even though I'm 2,000 miles away, couldn't be better. And that's actually improved. And what I want to know, and you're probably thinking, what is the question? And I have to preface this because I think I'm doing my work. I know I'm doing my work. And the duality is still shaking its ugly head, and I'm still being attacked. I was attacked, an hour ago by a couple of people spraying chemicals that are aligned with my DNA. Only the people that have my DNA would smell this chemical. And this is being produced by the military, and gang stalkers are spraying it. I even watched the lady spray it. She had it in her right hand, walked here, and an elderly lady too. So this is people doing this from all walks of life who you normally wouldn't expect. My question to you, number one, do I ask that person if they're doing it, and that I come in love and light, and if they would please stop, or do I just let it continue to happen? And what can I do? I've raised my vibration. Obviously, others haven't. I'll let you answer the question, and maybe Shoshana has something also to add.
Shoshana wishes to share.
Yes, please do.
To find that you, as a being, have left a portal open to your own consciousness that allows that which you speak of as detrimental to your health, that lets them in. There is a portal open in your consciousness that you must close to these, to those that wish to harm you. And you must meditate on this and close it every moment that you feel it opening or you feel a threat to yourself. You must close this portal that those that wish to harm you are entering through. This is your own consciousness beckoning these to come in. You must close this. The second thing is, and this is the most important part, is to do not acknowledge these experiences in your mind. You can review them as neutral as you can be in the review process and make provisions to close the portal and protect yourself, but you must not engage in any type of fear or any type of emotion that would allow this portal to open again. Is this understandable to you?
Yes, this is. I have been I don't react to any of the attacks. I never do. I don't do anything. I observe it, and then I send it love and light, and I send it away. I came under a real heavy attack Friday night, and I meditated.
We need to interrupt here. You need not continue to focus on what has happened. But do as Shoshana has said here and close the portal. The portal is open and has been open for a long time, even into past lives. It is a pattern.
How do I close
that
it?
It is
by refusing to speak of the story that you tell.
Yes. Change the story, as you would say here. But as we say here, it is a portal that you opened in a past lifetimes here, and a pattern that you brought in with you. And this portal has remained open. It is not always open as you would find it,
right,
but it is open when those that are wanting to come in and interfere with your progress will come in and do so. but only if you allow it. And if you do not close this portal, these situations will continue to come up. So as Shoshana has said, you need to close this portal once and for all. You can do that by going into your meditative state and ask your guides to assist you in this process. And you will find that likely you may be taken back into a past life where the source of the origination of this came. But it is not necessary to do this, but it may lead to that. You see?
Okay.
So do not focus do not focus anymore on what is happening, but what you can do to make it stop, to have it be ended here.
I understand. Yes. And if I do need additional help, I'm coming to the advance. Shoshana, James, any of my family, they could help me. Yeshua ben Joseph Sananda will be there. I'm ready for assistance and help and healing.
And I
will do everything as much as I can on my own right
now. Shoshana wishes to share, Gary.
Thank you.
Shoshana wishes to share. You must understand that you have the will and the strength to prevent this and to close the portal yourself. Yes. We can all help you, but it must emanate from your vision, your strength, your understanding that it is you that must shut this down.
Right.
You have, at the present moment, all the help you can imagine. It is simply calling upon that help and then strengthening your belief that it is available to you. The challenge you are having is believing that you are not capable of doing this yourself. You must reverse that understanding and believe that you are capable through your own willpower, through your own third eye center, through your own crown chakra, through your own heart, to stop this.
Yes. Very well.
Okay. Very well said. Okay.
We need to move on here to next question.
Thank you.
Many blessings here, Gary.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Hello. This morning, Sananda shared and talked to us about that we are very, very close to the dark being removed, and I feel we are as well. There is a lot of suffering on the planet, the fires in California and everywhere else. And I guess I'm not asking for a date. We can't give dates, but we're close. Are we going to maybe experience some of this shift and change of the light before the end of this year, or can you say if it might be next year? Any way to help there?
You just said you were not looking for a date, and yet you asked for a date or time frame. We cannot give this directly, but know that everything is in the works. It is all in process here. Has been for some time, certainly, but everything is leading to the next and to the next and to the next. And eventually, as Sananda said, the main domino, you might say, will topple. And when that one topples, it begins to topple all the rest of them as well. So that is what is close. Not the event directly, but the precursors to the many, many events that are in process of happening here.
Right. And I think all of us feel that main first domino might actually be so close that we won't have to wait till into next year to experience it. And that's what I'm holding.
Very good. Then keep that visualization and that intention going here. Because, as Saint Germain said, create what it is that you want, not what you don't want.
Shoshana wishes to share on this.
Yes.
My dear sister Susan, humanity itself is so strongly programmed to believe in the future, to believe that all is close, all will happen, and this is all future speaking. The way to speak of the future is to eliminate the present. What is important here for all light bearers, for all light sharers, for all light warriors, for all light workers, is to believe and imagine and create in the present moment all that you wish for the future moment. As in the present moment will become the future, which is the present. We must begin to see the light flooding into our bodies every moment that we can. We must see the future as the present. We must believe that all is well, all is divine, all is orchestrated. And the more we focus on the darkness, on the fear, on the events occurring, yes, including the fires, the more we fan that flame. This is difficult. Humanity seems to believe that that which is happening around them is what they need to focus on, when in reality, the truth is we simply need to focus on ourselves and our own movement in consciousness.
Amen. Beautifully said, sister. Thank you
Beautiful.
So much.
Thank you, Shoshana.
Many blessings to you.
Love
Very
you.
Good, are there other questions yet? Before we release
Catherine
channel.
Catherine would like to share.
Yes.
Thank you.
You mean to ask question?
Yes. Well, the question comes after a bit of explanation. After a very intense violet flame service session, my heart around my physical heart felt like it was on fire, and it was reminiscent of when earlier in my youth, when I was feeling a lot of anxiety. So essentially, I'm taking the position now that it was like this burning ache around my heart, felt quite large. If that is so, that I am burning up the old and releasing all of that anxiety. So I'd like to hear your feedback on that, please.
Shoshana wishes to
yes.
share on this.
Yes.
Thank
my
you, Shoshana.
Sister. Yes, my dear sister, you are the creator of all your experiences. From the moment you were a starseed until the moment you find yourself in this body, in this time, in this moment, you are the creator of all experiences. You may desire and wish to see any experience the way in which you see it that is most beneficial to your own movement in consciousness and your own divine affinity to that which you really are. You must understand that when you see your heart burning the anxiety, moving away from this very difficult state of mind, that is the correct way to see it. That is the correct way to move in consciousness. When we see things as negative, as detrimental, that too is true. So that which you see as a benefit to yourself is in accordance with your own divine thinking.
Thank you.
Much love to you.
Very good. Are there any further questions?
Yes, one who serves. This is Melinda.
Yes.
Yes, hello. You know, I had resigned myself to the fact that I was once again going to have to say goodbye to a home that I love so that it could sink to the bottom of an ocean. But I was hoping that I would have a couple of decades to say goodbye to California. But Jared Rand said that California will be underwater within 18 months to 4 years. And so I'm just wondering, what is the truth on that?
First of all, whenever you hear predictions such as this, they are simply that, based on possibility and potential at that moment. But in that moment is different than the next moment and the next one after that. And consciousness, you always have to understand that consciousness directs all of this. So the idea that this one had in that very moment may have been because of the consciousness that was directed in this area in terms of California. Much is happening in California at this point, but it is because of those dark forces that are at work here and are attempting to create as much havoc and fear as they can in this area and therefore across the entire country as well. And this is going to continue until it is stopped, until it is no longer going to be allowed to continue. But to understand or to begin to think that just because one has said that the entire state of California will be underwater, then that is creating the exact fear that the cabal is wanting here. Not that this one, that the Jared Durand, is cabal, he is not. But to bring about this type of a prediction and to feel that others would turn into this particular fear is not going to be helpful to anyone here. So we would suggest to you to not buy into this at this point, that this would happen, because it is not necessarily going to happen. As a matter of fact, we can say the probability of this happening at this point is very, very little. So there is much that is coming to alleviate much of this anxiety and fear tactics that are being used here. Okay?
Well, I am so happy to hear that, and I'm going to reclaim my vision of heaven on earth, which takes place in my beloved California, and you have just made my day. Thank you. I love you so much.
Very good.
There is something, hey. Shoshana.
Yes, please, Shoshana, yes. Share. Yes.
What Shoshana wishes to share is how powerful the aggregate of consciousness is. How powerful it is when many think the same thought, how powerful it is when many follow the same idea. That is power, and that is what has been given in divine capacity to all of humanity if they wish to understand this and use this for good. The challenge of all that predict and wish for and talk about things that are not so beneficial to our lives, we can go ahead as humanity and create that along with them through our own consciousness. It is not the one who serves. It is not Shoshana that is giving this advice. It is the true power of consciousness in the aggregate that creates all things in your experience. Therefore, if there are enough people and enough of humanity that wish for California to sink, by magical power of the aggregate of consciousness, this could happen. That is why we do not follow that line of thinking.
Yes, and there is one more thing to be aware of, and that is all of the help that is available in terms of those of the galactics, the Agarthans, all of this are all a part of this, what you call the Alliance, the Light Resistance Group. All of this are a part of increasing the consciousness here on the planet and helping to keep certain things from happening that the various cabal dark forces has attempted to do here, such as the Yellowstone and the sinking of California and all of these things that they wish to happen because it would take away all the attention away from them and put them back where they want to be, and that is in the shadows. But that is not going to happen. So be of good cheer, be of good cheer, because much is happening, yes, that seemingly in the background seems to be not something positive, but all of this will come out as more and more positive results as a result of consciousness, as Shoshana has said here. We need to move on. We need to, is there one more question? Then we release channel here. No more questions?
No question. I want to say something to Melinda.
No, we cannot allow for that now, please. This is for only for question answer time here. We are ready to release channels.
Shoshana has a final message.
Yes, please, Shoshana, final message, yes.
My dear sisters and brothers, you must stand in your own power. You must stand in your own for your own benefit and in your own benefit at all times in every moment of your life and influence others to do the same. That is the fight. That is the warrior. That which stands for the benefit of all. That which stands for the benefit of humanity. You must allow every moment of your life for your light to come through to all. And you will find that your life is full of love and full of joy by standing in that divine ability to create your life.
Yes, wonderful. Stand in the light, be the light, create the light, share the light everywhere that you can. That is what you are all here to do. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
I say amen to that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is done.
Yes, so be it.
James, may you
Hallelujah.